Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today's top story comes from Canada, where crypto exchange KuCoin has been hit with a record anti-money laundering penalty. FinTrack fined the firm $14 million for failing to register as a foreign money services business and not reporting large cryptocurrency transactions. KuCoin has filed an appeal in Canadian federal court, arguing that the penalty is both excessive and misclassified, building on its past regulatory challenges in the United States. In international enforcement news, Interpol's operation HE6 spanned 40 countries and led to the seizure of $439 million in criminal proceeds, including $97 million in cryptocurrency. Authorities froze nearly 400 crypto wallets and blocked over 68,000 bank accounts, underscoring a global commitment to dismantle sophisticated cybercrime networks. Turning to breakthroughs in tokenization, Plasma launched its mainnet beta and debuted the XPL token. After an initial coin offering at a $500 million valuation, XPL peaked at $1.54 and now trades at roughly 91 cents, pushing its fully diluted valuation to $8.6 billion. Pre-deposit ICO participants received free tokens valued at millions, marking a significant milestone in the stablecoin ecosystem. Meanwhile, Nasdaq-listed SharpLink Gaming is set to tokenize its SEC-registered equity on the Ethereum blockchain using Superstate's Opening Bell platform. With over 838,000 Ethereum held in treasury, SharpLink is positioning itself as a major institutional player in crypto treasury management. In another notable development, Centrifuge has launched the SPXA, the first licensed tokenized S&P 500 index fund, on Coinbase's Base network. Managed by Janus Henderson and supported by anchor investor FalconX, this fund brings traditional equity markets on-chain, heralding a new era of continuous and efficient trading. The innovation train continues with the debut of AIOZ Stream, a Web3 streaming protocol that rewards both creators and viewers. Built on a decentralized peer-to-peer network, its watch-to-earn feature offers new monetization avenues while ensuring content ownership remains with creators. Institutional moves are also gaining momentum. Google has deepened its involvement in Bitcoin mining by backing an AI hosting deal that grants it a 5.4% stake in Cypher mining, a strategic initiative that blends high-performance computing with crypto mining. On the investor front, a recent Kraken survey revealed that 79% of crypto users are willing to pay higher fees for a trusted exchange, reflecting a market increasingly focused on security and long-term confidence rather than cost savings. Throughout these developments, current prices help ground the market. Bitcoin stands at $108,953, Ethereum at $3,891, and Solana at $192. These figures underscore a resilient yet dynamic market facing major options expiries and regulatory pressures. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.